This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All the boys are back, baby. Welcome in. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. The Fan upstate after an extended, not vacation, I guess. We're back. We're hot. We're ready to rock and to roll, people. How do you do? Sorry for missing out on some time. For those of you that don't follow me on social media, number one, come on, millennials, get it together. Number two, do apologize. Had an unfortunately timed passing in the family. So I had to take a couple of days off at the end of last week. And then, thank goodness for minor federal government holidays.
That you didn't know we had.
That I didn't know we had. Because I texted Lonzo Sunday at, I don't know, like 7:30 p.m. as I'm going into hour number two of show prep for yesterday's show. And I said, wait just a gosh darn rootin' tootin' second. We're off tomorrow, aren't we? And Lonzo said, yeah. And I said, dadgummit, I'm in the middle of 2 hours of show prep. And Lonzo gave me permission to play video games until 3 a.m. Sunday night. So that's what I did.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Needed it, wanted it, took full advantage of it. Marvel Rivals, great game.
Hopefully you actually won some games.
I did. It turns out, every now and then, so this is completely unrelated to what we're going to be talking about for the next 4 hours of sports talk, entertainment, greatness, but that's okay.
Wait,
we are.
You're about to talk about competition, and that's sport.
I accept
and
that.
So there you go.
I got to tell you, this has happened to me like 2 times in my life, great one. I think I could be nationally ranked in this Marvel Rivals game. I'm real good at it. It turns out it's like very rarely am I good at something. Okay? I'm just going to call it a spade. I'm real average to above average at a lot of things. Jack of all trades, master of none, I believe is the expression. I'm kind of okay at a lot of things. I'm kind of okay at golf. I'm kind of okay at radio show hosting. I'm kind of okay at a lot of different things. I found a game I'm actually really good at. Like getting invited from my performances, getting invited to play with like the last handful of days, like some national clans, right? Like that play this stuff competitively, caught like 3 invites because of games that I've had. I'm real good at this. And the point of all of this, great one, is it is remarkably depressing for the thing that it turns out I'm really good at. To be 4-minute rounds of playing an online video game dedicated solely to Marvel superheroes. I need to be a better person.
That is not, it's not depressing at all, especially when it becomes competitive and you decide that you're going to go that way. Esports make a lot of money. And I don't know if that's been added to any competitions yet, but but it will get there. And I'm talking about that particular game. We'll get there. Who is your superhero of choice?
Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
I'm a man. I'm just an absolute dude with Scarlet Witch. 39-0 last night in a game. I was just wrecking
ball.
Wow.
That's,
I know.
That's really good.
Wrecking ball last night.
I haven't played it, so I don't know how hard it is.
You'll like it. It's a lot of fun. All right.
I don't like people, so that's probably
that's
not
true.
A good
it is
thing.
A big people thing.
Although you get to go against people.
Yeah,
so
you
maybe...
are all against people. That's true. You get to run other people's nights, which is fun.
Just like trolling, except with skill.
Yes.
I can do that.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, to tell you we have a lot to get to today would obviously be quite the understatement because we've got, I'm like LeBron, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, 6 days since the last time that Zoe and I were together with you bright and early in the AM portion of the day. So we're stacked and loaded with stuff to get to. The NBA All-Star Game was an unmitigated disaster. It was bad. I don't know what you want me to say. It's got to be better. I'm a gimmicks guy. Zoe and I have had this conversation 1,000 times. I like a good gimmick. I think there is room for gimmicks in sports. I think there's room for changing things up and doing things differently and creating something that grabs our attention for just a minute. At the end of the day, sports holds our attention. That's why Lonzo and I get paid to come in here in the mornings and act like fools. Hell yeah, America. The NBA All-Star Game was an unmitigated disaster. And it was amplified how bad it was by the NHL's Four Nations face-off because boys and girls, if you're not into the NHL Four Nations face-off, I can't begin to explain to you what you are missing out on. This is, the NHL's not doing an All-Star Game this year. They decided instead, in what turned out to be maybe the best decision that anybody has made in sports so far in 2025. Granted, the decision was made a couple of years ago, but not the point. The Four Nations face-off is electric. It's unbelievable. This past weekend, Saturday night, Team Canada versus Team USA. So again, no NHL All-Star Game. What they decided to do was allow the international teams from arguably the four top nations in international hockey, Sweden, Finland, the United States, and Canada, to field an international team comprised of their NHL's best players. And they're just going to battle, all right? There's nothing on the line. This is not an officially sanctioned IHF event. This isn't for any sort of international points. This isn't for Olympics qualifying. This isn't for World Cup of Hockey qualifying. This isn't for anything other than team pride, national pride. I turned on game number one last week, U.S. versus Finland. I tuned into this game thinking, I probably watch like a few minutes just to kind of get the vibe. And then I'll flip over and I'll watch, you know, the NBA's last couple of games before the All-Star break or whatever. And when I tell you, I sat there and watched 60 minutes of hockey. And when that game ended, Saturday night rolled around. In fact, not only did I watch it, I jumped on Discord with a couple of buddies from around the country that are hockey dudes, and we threw a Discord watch party because technology's fun. Just boys around the country hanging out, drinking some brewskis, watching beer from remote parts of the United States. Because we were all, for one night, as hockey fans, we were all on the same team. We were all star-spangled Yankees, red, white, and blue. Go, go, USA. And so we all got together. We watched the game. Turned out it was absolutely electric. So then Saturday night, Team USA takes on Team Canada. The puck hits the ice. We got a fight in 3 seconds. Oh, fire it up. Somebody, if you're driving, don't join along. But if you're at the house right now, start shuffling the feet, baby. Bang. Bah, 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 get those jabs working, all right? Little right hook, little right undercut. We're feeling good this AM. Buddy, 3 seconds into that game, puck hits ice, fisticuffs flying. Good fight, good fight. Electric start to this game. Let's line it back up. Let's do it again. Five for fighting on both squads. To Chuck brother number one to the sin bin. Let's go. Drop the puck. 4 seconds later, fight number two. Let's go. Bang. Right hook. Uppercut. Grab him by the back of the jersey. Swing the jet. Electrifying. Electrifying. It was phenomenal. So what do we do? What do we do? Great job, boys. We got two in the sin bin. Both the Tkachuk brothers are gone. Line them up. Let's drop the puck again. We're talking 3 seconds later. We're 9 seconds into the game. Puck hits ice. Oh, run it again. Run it again. Wah, wah. Left hook, right jab, bring the uppercut, get the elbow in there. Oh, it was an MMA night. UFC wishes they had a card that brought this much juice to the television set. It was unbelievable. So I got the NBA All-Star game going on over here, which tried. Okay, it tried. I'm proud of them. They tried. They tried something new. I'm here for trying something new. And then over here, I got the NHL All-Star game. Well, not All-Star game, Four Nations tournament. I got the boys in the red, white, and blue taking on the boys in the Maple Leaf sweaters. I winded myself, though, doing just like 10 seconds of shadow boxing. I decided I'm going to do the show standing up.
Yeah, we'll
I'm
going to
see if I can make it all 4 hours. All right? Daddy realized over the weekend, you know, I kind of put some LBs back on
all
since
right,
the wedding.
All right. On the stream or text line. What's the over-under? How many segments does he make it on his feet?
I'm getting through hour one. Okay?
Are you?
I'm getting through hour one.
All right, I'm going to put my money on 2 segments.
You think I can get to what do you think, 9 o'clock?
No, I'm going
to. Oh, you think I'm going out at 8 o'clock?
No, 2 segments.
Oh, 2 segments. I thought you were giving me hours.
No, I'm going 6:40. You're back in the chair.
I just like hopped for a second.
Right, because you're doing that. If you were just doing your normal fidgeting, it might be okay. You might make it an hour or two.
I gotta check the pulse. What does my watch say? You have
no. That's
my Google Watch says I have a heightened pulse right now.
Really? Yeah. Imagine that.
That's pathetic. That's the. I've never. You know what? Remember earlier when I said that it sucks that the thing I'm best at in the world right now is a video game? I take it back. This sucks worse than that. The fact that I shadow boxed for 10 seconds at 6:11 in the morning and I'm breathing over here like I just played in the Four Nations face-off.
Brian on the stream is only giving you 30 minutes. I at least gave you 40.
You gave me 40. I appreciate that. The NBA All-Star game, they tried something. And in fact, I don't even think it's that far off from being. Does taking a seat during the breaks count?
Yeah, kind
of.
It does.
I can't even have a seat during the break.
You're making the rules here. I mean, if you decide it doesn't count, it doesn't count.
I mean, if I feel like 20 minutes of standing, I can take like a 2-minute seat, right? 2-minute break. All right. I got the NBA All-Star game over here. The NBA All-Star game, I like the gimmicky format, right? And it kind of just fell to where you got a team of the OGs, the old All-Star. me. The old all-stars. You got a team over here of the young all-stars. You got a mixed bag. You got the Rising Stars team that won the Rising Stars tournament and got to dive in. I like the gimmick. I like the idea. And then the all-star game happened. And what do I have? We had a 3-hour broadcast of this game. You know how many minutes of actual basketball we got? If you include free throws, timeouts. If you include basketball stoppages caused by the game, I'm not talking about media timeouts. I'm talking about basketball timeouts, free throws, timeouts by the coaches, whatever. In a 3-hour broadcast, we had 42 minutes of basketball. If you take the stoppages out, you take the free throws out, you take the team timeouts out, and you are just talking active basketball being played with the running clock, we got 33 minutes of basketball in a 3-hour contest. I'm bad at math, but that's like not a lot of the 3 hours, 33 minutes. That's not very much at all. So like, I like the gimmick and the idea, but at the end of the day, we tune in to watch the best basketball players in the world play basketball. Kobe Bryant once said, an audio that I have, but was unable to get my computer working this morning, so I don't have it. But we'll have it tomorrow, maybe. Kobe Bryant said, you know what fans are tuning in for the NBA All-Star Game? Fans are tuning into the NBA All-Star Game to watch the best pickup basketball game of all time. That's what we're tuned in for. To watch the best basketball players in the world play the greatest pickup game that can be played in whatever year we're talking about. And what do we get instead? I got Kevin Hart out here mocking the players as they're playing. That's what I needed. A 4'7" comedian running around like it's a Comedy Central roast, getting after SGA for no good reason. And you could see, in fact, at one point they dialed in. The camera zoomed in on the face of SGA, and you could tell he was over this bleep. He was done with it. And so was I. So I got Kevin Hart out here roasting NBA players. And don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of a good roast. All right? The Comedy Central roast, anytime they fire one of those up, your boy's in. I'm in for some absolutely degrading comedy. I'm here for it. Give me some dark humor all day. I laugh at stuff off the radio that I can't dare repeat into this microphone. I'm down for a great roast. I don't need it in-game. It took away from the game. I got Draymond Green on the desk actively bleeping on the All-Star game. And granted, I think it's because Draymond wasn't invited. And Draymond doesn't like that very much, which is sure, I get it, right? I understand it.
Yeah, not a good move when someone's not invited, but you invite
them. You let him broadcast it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I get it. Draymond's trying out for his next career. He's got a wildly successful podcast. How? I'll never know. He's trying out for his next career. He wants to be where Shaq and Chuck are. I get it. Me too. Sure. Why not?
He's better than Dwayne Wade.
I think Dwayne Wade's got better takes, but Draymond's a more entertaining guy. Even if you genuinely dislike him, like I do, he's still just a more entertaining guy. Yeah,
Dwayne Wade's that guy who tries to add something into a, you know, you got a funny thing going, all your friends are going back and forth. He's the guy who, like, tries to add something in, but he's too enthusiastic, and everyone it's just fair. Looks at him like, yeah, okay, dude, yeah.
It's fair. That's not unfair. So, I got Draymond crapping on it. I got Kevin Hart crapping on it. I got more time, and don't get me wrong, love the boys, but I got more time of the broadcast paying homage to Shaq, Kenny, Ernie, and Chuck than I do to the NBA All-Stars during the NBA All-Star game. That ain't it, Chief. Like, I love the fellas, but if you want to do something for the Inside the NBA on TNT crew, then do a special edition of Inside the NBA on TNT, right? Like, do something for them. Don't do it in the game. I'm not here for that. Could you imagine if during an NFL game they were like, all right, we're going to take 10 minutes away from Mahomes v. Allen to talk about how great Tom Brady is up here in the box. No! Not the time, not the place. So I got all of these collective disasters in the NBA All-Star game on Sunday night. At the same time that the NHL has put together this event that is absolutely electric. Team USA v. Team Canada, like we said, 3 fights in 9 seconds. You think the boys are fired up? Why is Ant-Man skipping the All-Star game? Why is LeBron backing out of the All-Star game less than an hour before it starts? So they don't want to get hurt, right? And for the record, I get it. I've never had my name on a $100 million paycheck that depends on my ability to perform. I'll tell you right now, if Odyssey signs me to a $100 million contract, as much as I love them, I can't go screaming hockey games anymore because my $100 million paycheck depends on me being able to come in here and talk, right? So I'm not going to go do things that risk that. I understand it. But we got to find a way to give these guys a reason to care. The NHL Four Nations face-off is working because the boys wearing their country's flag on the chest, they care. They are out there for national pride, and by golly gee willikers, it's giving them a reason to care, and it's giving us some damn good entertainment. We're going to talk about this. We got to get some football in here, potential major changes to both the NCAA football and basketball postseason tournaments and more. That's all coming up. Lonzo, Rob, the Rob Brown Show. We are so bleeping back, baby. It's the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sorry, I realized somebody would get real mad at me if I wasn't using the correct windsock. I don't want to talk into their spit guard. That would cause dissension in the ranks.
It's a little late now.
Yeah, well, I recognize that.
I don't know
that.
If I would have admitted that on the air.
Yeah, too late. I'm live. We're streaming to the world.
Well, no one knew what you were doing. You could have just took it off and replaced it.
I don't know, man. I got a DM from Diesel at 5:55 in the morning. He's clearly awake. He might have been watching.
See, now you're implying that he would be the person that would be upset.
It's the same Mike. Who else would it be? Like, he knows. I know. That's the only two people involved in this scenario. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. After 6 long days away from the microphone, we have made our triumphant return with banners unfurled and trumpets sounding. Rob and the Great One back at it. 4 hours of the most electrifying sports talk entertainment you're going to find anywhere. Going hard in the paint this AM. We talked a little bit about the All-Star Games in the last segment. I want you to know. As an NBA fan, and I am, I honestly tried. I really did. I tried because I want the NBA to be great. I want the NBA All-Star Game to be great. Watching the All-Star Game as a kid was like a big deal. Used to watch it with the old man. Used to love it. It also used to be competitive. And now it's in the last handful of years when we did an East-West setup or a Team LeBron v. Team Steph setup or whatever setups we've tried. It has effectively turned into I don't even know, like it's not a skills challenge. We did the skills challenge. Nice job, CP3 and Victor Wembanyama, by the way. Great job.
I don't recall anyone ever being disqualified during an All-Star weekend.
I don't either. If you missed it out, during the skills challenge, Wemby and CP3 tried to game the system. Effectively, it was a two-man skills obstacle course, right? Like you had to throw bounce passes over here, chest passes over here, passes through like a mini golf windmill kind of setup. You had to shoot threes, shoot jumpers, whatever. And for every pass or shot that you missed, there was a time penalty. So what CP3 and Wemby did was instead of trying to make the shots or make the passes, they just went out, threw the five balls at the hole for the chest pass, just kind of threw balls at the rim for the three. They didn't try to make shots. They just kind of threw them and then moved on and basically said, we think if we sprint from one end to this course and back and we don't actually do the skills challenge, we just take the whatever time penalty it was for each thing, that we can sprint from one end to the other and do so with the time penalties faster than the guys who actually tried to make the shots and make the passes. And the rules officials came over after it was over and DQ'd them. And the part that kind of bugged me as a Chris Paul fan and as a Victor Wembanyama fan, the thing that kind of bugged me is that they got like real diva after that. Like they sent over the young lady that was doing the sideline reporting to interview him. And they and the NBA guy were like, no, we're not doing an interview after that. Right. And they got, I don't know if it was them or the NBA's choice, but they kind of got diva mode on it. And I'm like, yeah, if you're going to go out there and do that, you've got to attack it as like, we're having fun. We're being goofy. We're being silly. And you got to treat it that way. And instead, it seemed like they were genuinely mad that they got disqualified for trying to cheat the skills competition. And
you know whose idea this was? I mean, you know this is Chris Paul's
idea. Oh, 100% yeah, it was Chris Paul's idea. 100% it was Chris Paul's idea. And I think what kind of bothered me, and I don't know if this is a get-off-my-lawn moment. It might be. But I kind of looked at it, and I'm like, do you really take pride in winning the skills contest if you don't do the skills, right? Like, do you really have, do you really want to go back to San Antonio, Texas, and hold up the skills challenge trophy for winning a skills challenge in which you didn't skills? It seems to me like if you want to win the skills competition, you should want to do the skills.
I don't know. It takes skills to game the system. And if you're able to do that in front of everybody and show them that, hey, they didn't think about this and we did because we're smarter than the people who put this together, maybe you go home with that kind of pride.
Sure, I guess.
Which they can't do.
Like I said.
I feel bad for Wembanyama, though. Because, you know, English is a second language. Chris Paul is probably very convincing. I believe he actually had a twin when he was doing those commercials for State Farm. So I'm sure he convinced him. Yeah, I'm sure he convinced him, hey, man, this is going to be funny. It's going to be great. We're going to do this. It's going to look good on you. And instead, we get what we got.
For the record, I think we're kind of dissecting hairs here. I think there's a way that they could have done it. It could have been funny. They could have been like the media darlings of that event. We all could have laughed it off. But it was like after they got DQ'd, they like legitimately like shut down, right? Once they got DQ'd, they kind of went full prima donna. And it kind of took the comedy. Like, I guess it, in a way, it could have been comedy. It could have been funny. But when the interviews got turned down and then they did the post-skills competition press conference or whatever, and they were like, yo, Wemby, how'd you feel about the fans booing your skills competition? He's like, they booed me? I don't think they booed me. It's like, yeah, they kind of did. Like, we had cameras there. We could hear it. I think there was a way that it could have been funny, and I think they didn't tune into that. So it kind of ruined it a little bit. I think there is a way that they could have either, A, won the thing, lifted the trophy, and been like, hey, we gained the system, baby. Although, I think right now, teaching kids to game the system in sports is kind of a problem. But that's a whole nother, I'm an old man, get off my lawn conversation for a different day. All right?
It's all rigged.
Eh. Well, I didn't even know that I'd say it's rigged. I would say the NBA, much as they did with the game itself, didn't fully think through what this was going to look like, right? They didn't think through what could be the results if we do this thing this way. And because of that, it kind of got ruined a little bit.
We need some Back in My Day music. I'm going to have to figure out what that would be.
Something like some old-time ragtime music.
That would work.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll look into that.
What am I?
Don't want to make it too jazzy though. I don't
know. No, it's got to be like 80 BPM but slowed down ragtime, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, we're here for the NBA All-Stars competition. We got Chris Paul and Victor Wembanyama out there for the San Antonio Spurs. Ladies and gentlemen, Victor Wembanyama, an absolute freak of nature on the floor. Like, there's something there. 8 days from turning 40. And I got a handful of get off my lawn takes today.
So really, I just need to find some 90s music then.
Tune in for the All Spin Doctors show next week. Can't wait for that. I don't know, man. Like, I think that was almost kind of an illustration of the weekend at large. It's like you didn't think through what could happen if we put Kevin Hart out there on a live microphone. On one hand, there's the potential that Kevin Hart enhances the game by being a basketball fan. The problem is, you know what Kevin Hart's style of comedy is. Kevin Hart's a guy that goes out there and he bleeps on whatever it is that he's talking about, which is fine. There's a whole realm of comedy for that. But why are you going to send out a guy known for taking a crap on whatever he's talking about to take a crap on the thing that you know is not going well?
Yeah, but see, I get what they were trying to do. I mean, in a playground type setting, there's always some people over there talking stuff on sitting on the sidelines.
So mic up the players. So mic up the players. Put a parabolic mic on the sideline and point it at the players.
That's probably a bad idea.
Nah, I mean,
although
listen,
it is on TNT or yeah. TBS or something. Maybe you can get away with some stuff.
Shaq dropped a "Who the bleep cares" on live TV, right? Like if we're there, just go all in. Or put this thing on NBA TV or the NBA Network or whatever NBA pay-per-view deal that they have and offer. I've pitched this idea for the NFL, for MLB, put up a feed that is live court audio and make it uncensored. Do not ask the players to change the way that they talk or speak. Do not censor them. Do not ask them to use less profanity. Give me mics scattered around the floor and give me... Spring training a couple of years ago, the Atlanta Braves mic'd up Freddie Freeman during a game back when he was a Bravo, RIP. And he
didn't die, by the way.
Yeah, RIP Freddie. RIP Braves Freddie Freeman. How's that? Thanks for the World Series, buddy. I'll never forget it. They mic'd up Freddie Freeman during a spring game, and he was on the mic during an at-bat and running the bases with, I think it was John Smoltz was on the call. And it was one of the most interesting at-bats and base rounds I've ever heard, as Freddie was like talking things out. In fact, at one point, he's on first base, and there's a fly ball out to center. Looks very routine, and Freeman takes this big stretch off of first. And you're like, dude, you're gonna get thrown out. And he's like, it's windy down here, boys. It's windy down here. The wind's gonna take this. It's gonna throw him off. We're watching this fly ball in the air. There's no way. This is a routine fly to center. And he's like, I'm telling you, it's windy. It's gonna trick him. And it did. Ball hits the turf. Fabulous Freddie Freeman takes off, rounds third, and he's talking to Smoltz. He's like, watch this, boys. It was electrifying. And I've said all that day, and I've said every day since, put mics on the fellas, and no matter what game it is, put mics on the fellas and give me a feed where I don't have announcers, I don't have play-by-play. Give me a feed where I have player audio live from whatever sport I'm watching, and I have stadium ambient sound. Yes, I know it's ambient. Shut up. Give me field sound. During the college football national championship game, they kind of did it. They didn't give me player audio on the field, but they rigged the stadium PA announcer directly into the feed, and they gave me the Skycam, the 11v11, the hanging cam from the back. So it's like watching a video game, right? You're watching from the back of the offense, and you can see the whole field. I can see receivers running routes and DBs adjusting. And the only sound is the stadium and the PA announcer.
Run by number three.
Like, it was spectacular. Give me that. Give me that for the All-Star game. Give me the boys talking bleep. Give me the fellas having a good laugh on the sideline, and I'm all in for it. But what you did with Kevin Hart and Draymond Green, and I don't know how many of y'all actually watched this.
I'm sure the slam dunk contest redeemed the whole thing. That's because that's what people look forward to, right?
Here's my other thing. Ja Morant put up a tweet after Mac went three for the three-peat for Mac McClung, who was going right back to the Orlando Magic G League team. Mac wins a three-peat. Ja Morant puts up a tweet. He's like, yo, Mac got me wanting to dunk next year. And I think it was Giannis that replied to him and was like, hey, you do it next year, I'll do it next year. Except for, I've heard that from Giannis in the past. He didn't do it. LeBron in the past, he didn't do it. I've heard it from 100 stars, and none of them show up and do the thing. That's kind of the other part is, if the best in the game aren't committed to doing this thing, why should I commit as a fan? Was pathetic. All right, we'll get away from the All-Star game conversation. We got a lot more to get to. College baseball underway. Clemson and South Carolina combined 5-1 after opening weekend. Who took the only L? We'll talk about that. We got some college basketball as we are wrapping up ACC, SEC conference play around the country. The new AP poll is out. And y'all, Jani Broome is better than Cooper Flagg. I said what I said, and I'll talk about it later. Rob Lonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show's on the Fan Upstate. Real good. How about my boy Corey LaJoy? Gobs. Daytona 500 was on Sunday, and I'm still mad. NASCAR happens, Daytona happens, the big one's coming.
Stop posting videos that you're so excited about, and now you're like slamming people or posting pictures of someone you took a picture with. Now you don't like them anymore?
No. I took a picture of Kyle Busch. I did take a picture with Joey Logano, but Joey Logano is potentially going to be one of the first to lose a friend of the show tag. Because he infuriated me in the Daytona 500. Him and, for the record, it was him and...
those.
It was him and Ricky Stenhouse, both of them. All right? Fellas, I'm going to need y'all to relax just a little bit. If you didn't watch the Daytona 500, I'll say this. For 185 laps... really good race. We had 11 laps, then we had a long rain delay.
I was say, it sounds like a lot of people didn't get to watch the whole thing.
Yeah. It's Florida in the spring. Like it's gonna rain. Okay. That was such a big system. It was kind of like, I think Darling, if I remember correctly, one of the guys on MRN, because I was listening to the rain delay on the radio just to see what was happening. And one of the guys said that I think Darlington was the only East Coast track that it was not raining at when the rain delay happened to Daytona. It was like a huge rain system, or at least that's what NASCAR said. Anyway, Daytona was moved up to 1:30 because of rain. 11 laps, it started raining. They had to delay it for a number of hours. We get into the nighttime, and we had a real good race going. 185 laps, real good race. 15 laps left to go. Packs running real smooth. We got guys moving up, guys falling back, guys on the draft, side draft, bump draft. Like, it was a good race. The pack was clean. I was enjoying this race quite a bit. And then, coming three wide, we had Joey Logano, who was behind Ricky Stenhouse. Logano tries to get up and to the left of Ricky Stenhouse. Ricky goes for the block, and he pulls it off. He gets the block. It was actually pretty impressive. And had that altercation ended right there, I'd have gone, that's good racing, boys. That's good racing. But instead, what ended up happening was that Logano still wanted that position. So he kind of backs off, gets on the brakes, tries to pass Stenhouse again. This time he gets the nose underneath the rear left of Ricky Stenhouse. Stenhouse goes for the block again, ends up bumping him. They end up getting loose. They end up causing, I don't want to say the big one, but a big one, I guess, that takes out Kyle Busch, who was my pick to win the race. Why? Friend of the show, and I thought the Rob Brown bump was very much in play. I did. I'm not going to lie. I was ready, great one, for what I thought was about to become the number one illustration of why the Rob Brown show bump is real. You come on this show, you interact with this show, good things happen. Am I right, Gunther? All right? Just, it's how it goes. So I thought Kyle was in a good spot. Was running fifth. Was running fifth with a good car. Thought he was in a good spot. And at the same time, also friend of the show, Corey LaJoy, was up at the front of the pack. And wasn't just at the front of the pack. Had help. Had help up front. And I do want to, if you didn't hear how Corey LaJoy ended up here. Remember, he did not re-sign his contract with Spire Motorsports. Spire let him walk. In order to be in this race, Corey LaJoy dipped into his kid's college fund to get himself a ride, then went out, worked himself to get sponsors to get the money back, and was up front at the Daytona 500. Had a bunch of help, too. Was in a real good spot. Then Logano and Ricky Stenhouse get into this altercation that felt completely unnecessary. Like there was 15 laps left to go. There's plenty of time to make moves. Let's get to the end of the race. Let's fight it out down the stretch, right? They get into the altercation. They end up taking out Kyle Busch. He's got to go to the garage. They don't let him back out onto the track. LaJoy stays out at number one, which was fantastic. Except for at that point, he lost every other manufactured mate. He lost his teammate. He lost everybody that would help him. Our buddy Kevin downstairs and I, Kevin's a big NASCAR guy. We were texting back and forth. I'm like, he's screwed, dude. Like, we were both pulling for Corey LaJoy because he's come on the show multiple times and been a friend of the show. We were both pulling for Corey LaJoy. I'm like, he's a sitting duck, man. Like, there's nothing he can do at this point. And just like that, when you know it, we get back to green. LaJoy goes from first to 16th. He ends up getting spun out in the big one at the end of the race. Gets a DNF, goes from running up front at the 500 with 15 left to go to catching a DNF late. Real painful for Corey LaJoy. And here's the part that really ticked me off, the part that infuriated me the most. They were playing audio from Ricky Stenhouse's spotter down to the car. And in that audio, the spotter for Ricky Stenhouse, the spotter says, I guess the 22 just decided to wreck you out for no reason. Nah. Nah. He had him. He had him. He got the nose under the quarter panel. Now, maybe he didn't need to make the second pass. Maybe he didn't need to make the second move. Maybe after the first block, the 22 should have backed off and said, all right, not the right time. And especially considering you're in the middle of a 9-car box when you're trying to make it happen. We're running 3 wide in the final 15 laps of the Daytona 500. And y'all are mixing it up and bumping and banging in the middle of a 3-wide lane. It's just not, that wasn't the spot for the shootout in that spot. I'm down for aggressive driving. But it's like these two guys every time. And don't get me wrong, Joey Logano's a 3-time NASCAR sprint car champion. The guy's good. I can't really like bag on him. He's been successful. But that wasn't the time and that wasn't the place. And you ruined what had otherwise been, to that part, a really good race. You took a handful of genuine potential winners out of that race for no reason at all. Like, I get you want to be aggressive. I get you want to win the race. It's the Super Bowl of racing. I get it. I understand that. But that, like, time and place to be aggressive. And that was neither of them. That wasn't the time. That wasn't the place. And you end up screwing up a lot of people. Logano and Ricky, I'm going to tell you this. As much as we have talked about this with other sports, we've talked about it with the NBA, we've talked about with the NHL, and the NHL does this as well as anybody else. NASCAR polices itself, all right? There is, as we in the pro wrestling fandom will say, there's a receipt coming for the 22 car. And I don't know if it's coming from Kyle Busch. I don't know if it's coming from Corey LaJoy. I don't know who it's coming from. I don't know who it is that's going to put it out there. But at some point, the 22 is going to be running a good race down the stretch and is going to find himself sliding sideways through an infield because NASCAR polices itself. And there was a lot of good cars that got taken out. Kyle Busch was in the, well, I guess came out of the medical tent in the middle, and he was doing his interview. And they asked him straight up, like, what do you think happened? And his response was, paraphrasing, close but not exact, effectively, the guy with the fastest car decided he wanted to be the first guy to get to the wreck. And that's it. Joey Logano had a Daytona 500 winning car. I guess if there is any justice in this, it's the fact that Ricky and Joey both had cars that could have won this race, and they both deleted themselves from the race. They both deleted themselves from the race. So I guess if there's any level of justice to that, that's where I find it. The problem was the number of other potential race-winning cars that they deleted from this race unnecessarily as well. It was a phenomenal start to the NASCAR season. I was amped about it. Sucked about the rain, sucked that it threw the schedule off. Also kind of makes it interesting for a, I think this is one of those races that, like, if you're a NASCAR fan, it was incredible. If you're somebody that just took the afternoon off to watch racing, maybe you're not a big fan, but maybe old Rob Brown got you a little fired up for the Daytona 500 last week and you checked in. Not a good day for you. For those of us that are fans, it's interesting because, and we've talked about this, the temperature of the air around the cars impacts the car. The temperature of the racetrack impacts the car. The humidity in the air impacts the car. Every variable can change the speed of the car, can impact lap time by a hundredth of a second. A hundredth of a second over 200 laps is a win or a loss. That could be the difference between first and seventh. That could be the difference between the maximum amount of championship points and the minimum that you could have scored. So from a race fan perspective, it was fantastic because you kind of got to watch crew chiefs and drivers deal with conditions that maybe they hadn't prepared for. They had prepared to run a race in the spring in Florida in the sunshine, and what they ended up running was a race at night in cooler temperatures on a cooler track with a higher level of humidity in the air. Everything about it changed. And they had to adapt, which, again, if you're the type of person who goes, oh, that's just guys driving fast and turning left. All right, it's not, right? That's like saying NBA basketball is just five guys trying to get a ball in a hoop. Like, yeah, at the end of the day, that's the objective. That is technically how the game works. But there's a whole hell of a lot more that goes into it than just that. And as Kane says on the stream, too much science. Well, again, I get it. If you're not a NASCAR fan, it can feel that way. If you are, you know that every one of those little data points impacts everything that happens on the track and to these cars. And so to watch these teams have to adjust and change because we got a rain delay. Then we're going to come back out. We're going to run four laps on a cool down, try to get ready to go again. Oh, nope, going to rain again. Now we got to red flag this thing. Now we got to wait 2-3 hours. I got Carson Hocevar, rookie of the year from last year, in his trailer going live on Twitch playing e-racing during a break of the Daytona 500. Like, there was a lot around the race outside of, you know, cars running 500 miles on a super speedway. Great race if you're a race fan. Not a great race if you're not. But I thought we had genuinely 185 laps of really solid Daytona 500 racing. And then with 15 to go, Logano, Stenhouse, and I know there were some other guys that were kind of involved in the race overall. Frank's in the chat. He said Logano got pushed by the four, causing the wreck. He couldn't lift any more than he did. Again, I know there were other guys that were involved, but the point was Logano made the first move. He got blocked by Ricky Stenhouse. Then he tried it again, and when he tried it again, and yeah, somebody went with him, he did get it the second time, but at that point, Ricky decided, oh, I'm going to throw the block even if the block's not available anymore, and it caused the whole thing. I put it on both of these guys. The four behind the 22 can't see what's happening up a front, right? He just saw the 22 ducked and went. And if a three-time champ ducks out of line to move forward, I don't have a problem with the guy jumping into the draft and trying to follow him. That guy knows what he's doing, clearly. He's a three-time champ. So The point was, to me, or the way I saw it was, Logano made a move, fine with that, Stenhouse got the block. At that point, Logano should have backed back into his spot, they should have kept running clean, wait for a better opportunity. He didn't, he pushed the issue. Ricky Stenhouse then tried to throw another block after Logano got him, and they took, like I said, a lot of potential race-winning cars out completely unnecessarily. Completely unnecessarily. Good race, though. Good race, though. William Byron in the 24 gets himself a Daytona 500 win. The boys of NASCAR will spin circles in Atlanta coming up on Sunday. I might go over. I haven't been to Atlanta since they updated the track. It's on the South Carolina sports bucket list. We may have to Sunday Funday over in the ATL to go watch a race. We'll see. Zach said, I used to love NASCAR as a kid. The whole family did. But when Dale hit that wall, it was over for me. And it seems a lot of people. It's a different breed of driver now, right? Like, it used to be that guys bullied each other all over the track. They don't do that anymore for two reasons. Number one, there's too much money that goes into the tech on these race cars. And number two, because that's a good way, unless you are Dale Earnhardt, that's a good way to take yourself out of races. And there's too much money on the table to do that. You got to preserve cars. You got to play for wins. It's kind of the concept of load management in the NBA. A lot of people go, oh, it ain't Jordan and Bird and Kobe would never. It's like, I understand that. But just like with football, bigger, better, science develops. The understanding of everything outside of the game develops. Load management helps guys be healthier for more games than when not. So it feels real dumb as a fan on the outside. But for somebody that's in the sport, it actually makes a lot of sense. You know what else makes a lot of sense? For us to go to break right now. That's what makes a lot of sense. For us to come back at 7 o'clock with the water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know. We'll bring those to you next. What makes sense for you is to sit back, to relax, and to enjoy the seductive stylings of the great one Lonzo giving you a sports flash. Made it the whole hour, by the way.
Look at you, and you finally remember to turn your mic off. South Carolina and Clemson baseball have opened their seasons with a combined 5-1 record. South Carolina went undefeated with 3-0 sweep of Sacred Heart, including a 14-0 7-inning win on Saturday. The Gamecocks put up 27 runs and surrendered only 3. Clemson has opened at 2-1 with a 6-5 win over Oklahoma State and 16-5 win over Arizona, but took a 15-5 7-inning loss to Ole Miss. The Tigers resume play hosting the Clemson Baseball Invitational or Invitations against VCU Friday and North Carolina AT&T Saturday or A&T. Tune in tomorrow night at 7 p.m. as the Furman Paladins take on the Sanford Bulldogs. It's Furman versus Sanford right here on your home for Furman Paladins basketball. The Fan. Upstate. VCU. It's VCU. It's VCU.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.